Michael, good to see you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Hi, Beth.
You first discovered that there was a story here to be told several years ago while visiting Highland Park. What happened that day?
Correct. At Highland Park, they have the Rochester Area Vietnam Memorial. And at the memorial, they commemorate 280 veterans from the Rochester area who died in Vietnam. And the way they do this is that there are plaques situated down a walkway. And when I was done viewing all these plaques, it became shockingly clear that an inordinate number of boys died from Holly. The plaques have the branch of service that the individual served with, their name, of course, their date of birth, their date of death, but also the high school that they went to. At the end of my viewing of the memorial, there were eight boys who had gone to Holly High School who had died in the war.
That's remarkable. And before we go any further with the story, I'd like you to take a moment and just read the list of names of the gentlemen we're talking about.
Sure. John Davis, David Case, Ronald Sisson, Howard Bowen, Gary Bullock, Gary Stymus, George Fisher, and Paul Mandrakia.
And together they were awarded 40 medals for their combat valentry.
Correct. As well as 7 Purple Hearts, Bronze Star, the Silver Star, and the Vietnamese Cross for gallantry.
In telling their story, Michael, you spoke to their relatives, their classmates, best friends, war buddies, and they all did a beautiful job of telling us who these young men were. Do you think in Holly they ever stopped to consider how disproportionately this small community was affected by the Vietnam War? Was it obvious to them at the time?
Well, certainly as the years went on, and again after 8 deaths, it was clear that they had suffered an enormous tragedy. They probably didn't know the extent to which it was until, of course, later, when it was then written that on a per capita basis, Holly had suffered the worst casualty rate of any town in the United States. As I began to interview the survivors, as I call them, it became clear to me that this was an episode in their lives that they have never forgotten. And collectively, the town itself bears a tremendous burden with this. When I began to attempt to locate, again, the survivors, I had to initially approach them about who I was and what I was doing, and was wondering what their reaction would be. Would they be willing, for instance, to open up to me and tell me about their thoughts and feelings of their brother? What I discovered was that not only were they willing to, but on one very deep level, I found that they needed to.
You yourself are a Vietnam veteran. Do you think that made a difference?
Well, I think it made a difference in terms of my approaching the survivors and as far as what my qualifications were. So, yes, I had been there. I had also written a number of books prior to this. And so I think they felt that I was qualified to tell this story.
What do you hope people take away from this story?
Well, as I have on the back of the book, you not only will you learn about the lives of these 8 boys, but you're going to also learn about an interesting slice of American history, what it was like to grow up in the 50s and the 60s in small town rural America. But also what you're going to learn, and these are my words, about a remarkable small town before that damn war changed everything.
Did the Vietnam War and the disproportionate toll it took on the community of Holly, did it change that community, do you think?
Well, of course, it's difficult for me to say because I wasn't there prior, but I suspect so. When I began my research, I found out even today, Holly students commemorate Flag Day. And it's that spirit that I think flows through the rest of the town. It's a very patriotic town. A lot of small towns in America are, and certainly Holly is, and they greatly respect their own history. And of course, they greatly respect these boys who died there.